filmed at the Regent Theatre, Stoke-on-Trent. Inspired by the tale from Hans Christian Andersen. CBeebies, Thumbelina. Written by Claire Duffy and John Spooner. The curtain rises on a giant rosebud. Then a beautiful butterfly, played by Amy from Magic Hands, glides across the sky and waves hello to the children and grown-ups in the audience. She signs for them to all help her to open up the rosebud. She shows them all how to make the sign for the flower to open, then she points her hands down at the rose and wiggles her fingers. The flower spins round and bright red petals open out, revealing someone fast asleep inside. It's Nina from Nina and the Neurons. Some funky bees are playing instruments close by. The sleeping girl almost wakes up, then nods off again. She changes position so that her bottom is sticking up. Then she lies flat on her belly. The butterfly sprinkles her with gold glitter.
Achoo!
The girl, who's wearing a dress made out of yellow petals and green leaves, sits up inside her flower, looking rather puzzled.
I've two of these and one of these. It's such a funny thing. I've oh so many questions. Please help me if you can. I don't know what I haven't got. I don't know who I am. I'm asking who, what, why, where, how many questions. Why, which way do I go? Who, what, why, when? So many questions. I don't know, the only thing I know is I don't know.
She loses her balance and falls on her bottom.
Whoops!
The butterfly gives her the thumbs up.
She looks so groovy when she moves. She circles in the sky. If I could choose, then I would use those things that help her fly. Maybe you could tell me and show me what to do. You've got the knack of how to flap. I haven't got a clue. I'm asking who, what, why, where, how many questions? Who, what, why, which, where do I go? Who, what, why, when? So many questions. I don't know. The only thing I know is I don't know. I don't want to go. I want to stay here with you and learn how to fly.
The butterfly flies away.
Please don't go. I still don't know who I am.
More musical bees and some acrobatic insects come out of hiding. An insect with stripy legs walks along like a crab. A bug climbs onto another insect's shoulders and balances there. The bug holds onto a ring and swings around, dangling upside down. Another insect somersaults over a creature in a wheelchair. insect in the wheelchair tilts onto one wheel, then lifts himself out on a pair of crutches and uses them to support his weight as he swings his legs around. Other insects perform some groovy dance moves as the butterfly drifts above their heads. Amongst the insects are a swinging 60s spider played by Line from Swashbuckle, a caterpillar who's really Mr. Bloom, a ladybird, Gemma from Swashbuckle, and a rather nattily attired fly played by Cook from Swashbuckle. As they swing their bottoms, the girl has climbed down from the flower.
Thank you very much. Now, that song was obviously called... What was it called again?
Bug Bossa?
Bug Bossa!
The girl joins in the dance, then sees the ladybird and the caterpillar carrying a giant strawberry, while the fly and spider have a massive jammy biscuit.
Oi, grabs up!
Oh, hey there, Superfly and Psyche Spider.
Check this out.
Oh, you're right, Ladybird. What's going on?
What, do a swap?
Yeah, for sure. All right, give me five, cool caterpillar. Oh,
yeah, high power.
Come on, then. Let's swap.
As Thumbelina helps lift the strawberry off the caterpillar, the spider sinks under the weight of the biscuit. The fly drops the strawberry on the spider.
Ow, what are you doing? Ow.
The ladybird rolls the biscuit to the caterpillar and knocks him over. The spider is still stuck under the strawberry.
It's called a strawberry.
I wasn't talking about the fruit.
One, two, three, two.
The spider falls on top of the strawberry, and the fly falls on top of him.
I love that. Swapping is fun.
Oh, yeah, I'm having the time of my life.
Well, thanks for your help, whoever you are.
Yeah. Who?
Are you. And... What are you?
Oh, yes, really good questions. And where am I?
Whoa. Don't you know anything?
Nope.
Oh.
This is Mr. Mole's a duper
end of summer party! Oh, yeah.
Mole always throws a party at the end of the summer, darling.
Yeah, before he disappears into his deepest, darkest room.
Underground.
For the whole winter.
Oh, where is he? Can I meet him?
Oh, no. No. He never comes to his own parties. He's much too...
Shh.
He's a big meanie. There, I said it.
A meanie?
Food? We've got lots.
Yeah. What's party food?
Is this silly? Yeah, hold that. You know, you eat it with your mouth. You put some of this lovely, jubbly, creamy stuff in there.
Oh, I see.
She dunks her face.
Oh,
that's yummy.
Grim, you put me right off my lunch.
Oh, look at you. Come on, let's get you all tidied up. There we go. Oh, so that's much better. Save that for later. Now, what type of creature doesn't know what party food is?
Not a grub. Not slimy enough.
Nah, not a spider neither. She's only got two legs. Eh? Imagine only having two legs.
Give me that.
I've only got two legs.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
Hi,
must be something.
I know. Give us just one moment, would you? I think she might be a human.
No, human beings are massive.
Stomping.
Squashing.
Giants.
Hello.
But she's only tiny, like us.
Yeah, only the size of a human being's thumb.
They all hold up their thumbs, then turn to the girl.
Oh, look, I can do that too, yes.
Oh, she just some humans, look up.
Here, I will call you Thumb.
Eh? No. As a bat. Bell.
Oh, no. Thumb Bell.
No. Belly Thumba.
No. Oh, Bella Lella Ding Dong.
Yeah. No.
Jumba Wumba.
No. Thumba Belly Rumba.
Thumb Bolts and Lightning. Very, very frightening, yeah.
Thumba.
Lena.
Yeah, Thumbelina.
Thumbelina.
Thumbelina. I like that.
Thumbelina!
The boogie bees and acrobatic insects return. The bees follow the bugs off the stage, leaving Thumbelina sitting underneath her rose. One bee stays behind.
Am I a beetle? No. Am I a spider? No. A caterpillar? No. I guess I still don't know who I am. Well, I wonder, maybe I could use these to help me fly.
She heads off, flapping some leaves. Then two warty toads arrive. One of them is a man, played by Mr. Maker. The other a lady, played by Justin.
Now, remember, son.
Yes.
We have to catch some bugs today. Yes. We're very hungry.
Do you really think I can catch one, Mum?
Oh, I've got every confidence in you, boy.
Ribbit. Good.
Now, the first rule of catching bugs.
Yeah.
Hide.
Right.
Caterpillar, Ladybird, Superfly and Psyche Spider dance past them.
Ribbit!
Oh no, son! Not yet! Hi!
Did you hear something?
No!
Go on, son!
The boy toad has a big net.
Ribbit!
The toad swings the net and catches his mum. The bugs duck and swerve the swinging net.
So close! The big juicy one! Yes! Go on, son! No, don't be fooled!
Oh, no!
I'm gonna get you! Come on, you!
Catch him! He
got away!
Can't catch me! I'm super fly!
Get the fly! Oh! Well done, son!
Mum, I'm afraid it's bad
news! Whoa! I don't know. Never mind. You tried your best.
Yes.
Hang on a minute. Huh? Hello, everyone! Are you having a lovely time at Mr. Mole's party? Yeah. Oh, that's fabulous. He does throw a good party, doesn't he, son?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But there's not enough tasty snacks in my humble opinion.
Mum!
Yes.
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 What is it, son?
Mum, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack?
Oh, son, you know full well. You have to catch it in the net if you want to eat it.
Oh.
But maybe our lovely friends here have got some tasty bugs for us to eat.
Yeah.
Have you got some tasty bugs?
Yeah.
How about some squelchy slugs?
Yeah. Oh.
What about some wriggly worms?
Yeah. Oh, go on, throw us a worm.
Oh, never mind, never mind. Well, I tell you what, you're such a lovely lot. If you see any of those pesky bugs...
Oh, yes.
I need you to shout out as loud as you can. Will you do that for us? Oh, thank you. Now...
All the children point at the ladybird.
What is it?
I can't hear you! I can't hear you!
This way.
I can't hear you! What are they saying?
Hang on a minute, there's nothing there. Just a big round boulder with a decorative edge.
Mum, listen. This way.
This way, right, okay.
The ladybird was hiding behind a biscuit.
I don't know you lot. You're teasing us. There's nobody there.
Thumbelina whizzes past.
Oh, I say, let me have a look here now. Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Oh, I'm still learning to fly. Ooh. Would you like a go?
Oh, I'd love to. Excuse me. I won't be a sec. Excuse me. Mum!
Yes.
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 Mum!
What is it, son?
Oh, Mum, can I have a go? Please, can I have a go?
Well, let's ask our lovely friends here.
Yeah.
Do you think I should let him have a go? All right, go on, I suppose.
All right, well, hold on to that, then. Here we go.
The hairnet.
So much. I'm going to get me a grub!
Watch out with those wings.
Oh, sorry.
I just made them.
Did you? They're brilliant. I like making things myself, you know.
Well, he tries.
What's that, Mum? Sorry.
Nothing.
They're not as beautiful as the real flying thingy, but they're not bad for my first try, and I bet with practice I can make them even better.
Oh, wow. I mean, they are far out! Woohoo!
Oh, son, be careful with those wings. Hang on a minute, young lady. Let me just have a look again. Who are you?
My friend named me Thumbelina.
Oh, well, that's very nice. Pleased to meet you, Thumbelina. Now, it's very nice of you to let Barney, my son, have a go with your wingsy flying contraptions. He does find it very hard to make friends.
Oh, Mum!
I wonder why. Come on, everyone, clap your hands. He's not that cool, he's not that bright. They don't get smellier, but that's all right. He's my pride and joy, and that's my boy. He's not much use, he tries and tries. He's not quite quick enough for catching flies. But hey, life's not bad, and that's my lad. Come on, everybody, goes like this. You do the crow,
ribbit, ribbit, croak.
I do the crow,
ribbit, ribbit, croak.
I do the crow,
ribbit, ribbit.
Very good, do the crow,
ribbit, ribbit.
Whoa, do the crow,
ribbit, ribbit. Croak.
You do the crow,
ribbit, ribbit. Croak.
You do the croak,
ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
Croak,
ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. Croak, ribbit,
ribbit. Do the crow.
Well done. You're a really great singer.
Yeah. Now let's have a look. You're not that tall, you're not that clean, but you and Barney make a perfect team. So hey, come and stay, hop this way. Come on, Barney.
The swamp is cool, there's room for you to sit and wallow. All you have to do is croak, like we showed.
Be a toad. Come on, everyone. Do the croak,
ribbit, ribbit, croak, croak.
You do the croak,
ribbit, ribbit, croak.
You do the croak,
ribbit, ribbit, croak, croak.
You do the croak, come on, boys and dads.
Croak,
you do the croak,
ribbit, ribbit, croak, croak.
You do the croak,
ribbit, ribbit, croak, croak.
You do the croak,
croak, ribbit, croak, ribbit, ribbit, croak, ribbit, croak, ribbit, ribbit, croak, ribbit, ribbit, croak.
Do the croak,
Thumbelina, please come to the swamp. Be a
time faster. You do the croak,
ribbit, ribbit, croak, croak.
I do the croak,
ribbit, ribbit, croak.
You do the croak,
ribbit, ribbit, croak, croak.
you do the crow,
ribbit, ribbit.
Whoa, do the crow,
ribbit, ribbit.
Whoa, whoa, and do the crow,
ribbit, ribbit.
Whoa, whoa, you do the crow,
ribbit, ribbit.
Whoa, whoa, and do the crow,
ribbit, ribbit.
Whoa, do the crow,
ribbit, ribbit.
Come on, man. I did a croak,
ribbit, ribbit.
Croak, croak. I did a croak,
ribbit, ribbit.
Croak,
croak.
You did a croak,
ribbit, ribbit.
Whoa, did a croak,
ribbit, ribbit.
Croak, croak. You did a croak,
ribbit, ribbit.
Croak, croak.
You did a croak,
ribbit, ribbit. Croak, ribbit, ribbit.
Croak, ribbit, ribbit. Croak, ribbit, ribbit. Croak, ribbit. Mrs. Toad falls onto her back, and Barney pretends to play the drums.
Yes,
Mum,
yes,
there
yes.
You are.
Yep, help me up, son.
Get up.
That's it. I'm still with us. Here we go. Oh, stop that messing about.
Oh, please come to the swamp. It's so lovely. It's all slimy and squelchy with loads of bugs to eat.
Oh, yes. Oh, I don't want to eat the bugs. The bugs are my friends.
Oh, well, you have to hop into this net then. It's swamp time for you.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Hang on a minute, you lot. It's not pantomime, you know.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, no,
the
it
butterfly
isn't.
Glides in.
Come on, hop into this net. You're coming with us.
Yes,
yes, come on, Thingy, can you help me?
Oh,
Mum, look! Mum, look!
Barbossa!
The conga, I love the conga, me. Right, come on, everyone, dance. Here we go. Oh, yes.
Superfly.
High five.
The ladybug.
Yeah.
As the bugs head off, the little mouse arrives.
Everyone! Oh, and you. Hello, dear. Are you having a nice time?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, good. Just checking. I'm sure you understand, but who are you?
I wish I knew.
I wish I knew. What a pretty name. Oh, do you know? Your name is not on the party list.
Oh, my name is Thumbelina.
Okay, right. No Thumbelina either.
Well,
we wouldn't want Mr. Mole to find out we have uninvited guests now, would we? You better get back home.
Oh, I don't have a home. At least, I don't think so.
Oh, you poor thing. No home. Oh, that's just too sad. Now, I wouldn't do this for everyone, but you could stay here with me as my guest if you like.
Really?
Oh, yes, of course, sweetie. But, oh, no. Just look at all of this mess. I can't stand it, and I've got so much work to do.
Oh, do you?
Yes, so much work. And my paws. They get so sore.
Oh, well, I could help you tidy up, couldn't I?
Could you, dear?
What should I do?
Okay, if you insist. Right, see all of these crumbs? They need sweeping up. Those party animals really take the biscuit. These acorn cups need washing, polishing, and putting away. The pins need sorting from the needles. The fluff needs repuffing. And what was it? Oh, yes, I almost forgot. The squirrels, they've lost their hazelnuts again. Find them, would you? There's a dear. I'll be back in 5 minutes with more things to do. Yeah, so quick. Hurry, hurry. And get a move on.
I'll just start with the acorn cups then. Okay.
This mouse was Maddie from Do You Know. The beautiful butterfly returns and picks up one of the acorn cups, then passes it to Thumbelina.
So Am I helpful? Yes. Am I thoughtful? Yes. Am I tidy? Yes. But I still can't guess who I am.
A blue and white bird.
I'm sorry. I am very, very sorry. I did it again. I'm all right. I'm all right. Is this yours? Well, hello, everyone. Oh, I have had such a fabulous time. I've been twisting. I've been shaking my tail feathers. I did the mashed potato twice. And maybe, just maybe, I might have eaten all the sweeties in my party bag before I even got home. But come on, doesn't everyone? Oh, do you know what? I think I'm feeling a little bit tired and emotional. I think I'll just take a seat. Oh. I do so hate it when summer comes to an end.
Can I help at all?
Oh, yes. Do you have some water? And maybe a flannel?
Thumbelina tears a petal off her dress and dips it in water.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, fantastic. You're ever so kind. What's your name?
Thumbelina. My friends name me Thumbelina.
Thumbelina? Really? Oh, I like it.
Oh, thank you. Me too, I think. I'm sorry.
No, it's not you. I'm just homesick. It's how I know I need to fly south for the winter.
You can fly.
I'll tell you a tale. Fable of fun. I follow my heart. I follow the sun. Way up in the clouds. Over the sea. I'm looking for new adventures. And they're looking for me. I close my eyes and dream of places. Of other skies and songs to sing, 'cause my home is on the wing.
Your home sounds beautiful. I've been trying to make some
Wings?
Yes, wings.
Oh, you're so cute. I live for the day. I've traveled the world. I go where I will. I'm as free as a bird. I close my eyes and dream of places. Of other skies and songs to sing. 'Cause my home is on the wing.
Could you take me there?
I'll take you anywhere.
Swooping through the air.
There'll be so much to share. So will you follow?
Yes. Am I a swallow?
No.
Am I a bird?
No.
So I still don't know who I am.
Oh, don't be sad, my dear.
Everyone else knows who they are. I don't know anything.
Anything?
All I know is I want to fly.
Go where you will.
I'll go where I will.
Free as a bird.
Free as a bird.
Follow your heart.
Follow my heart.
To find your way in the world.
A way in the world.
Just close your eyes and dream of places. Of other skies and songs to sing. Perhaps your home.
Perhaps my home
is on the wing.
The swallow beckons for Thumbelina to give her a hug,
really not know who you are, Thumbelina?
All I know is...
Yes?
I look like a human being, but a really, really tiny one. I like making things. I can do tidying up. I'm good at singing, and I really want to fly. Oh, and I can do this.
Oh, brilliant.
And you're really good at taking care of others. I think you might have a bit of magic in you.
Could you be? Yes, of course. I know exactly who you need to meet. They'll have all the answers you're looking for. Okay,
jump on board.
Are you going to fly me high up into the sky?
Sure am.
Oh, wow, at last I'm going to get to fly.
That's not going to work.
Oh, I see, sorry.
Try this.
Okay.
Here we go.
This flight has been grounded.
Sorry.
Oh. I know. I'll bring them to you.
Bring who?
Oh, no time to explain. You'll find out who you are very soon. I promise, Thumbelina.
Oh, no, no, wait.
Oh, look. Now stay here so I know where to find you. And whatever you do, stay clear of Mr. Mole.
Oh, please don't go. I don't know you. Please. Oh.
An insect bounces on a unicycle.
It's nearly the end of summer, darling. But if you think we're winding down, then think again.
The earth trembles. Then Mr. Mole arrives.
Having fun?
Yes, 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 yes.
Been a good year, has it?
Yes,
yes, very good, thank you.
Well stocked up for winter, are we?
Yes, Mr. Mole, sir.
Actually, my web is a little empty. I don't suppose you've got any spare.
What did you say?
Nothing, I said nothing. It's one of them down there. I'm on to you.
Isn't it enough that I give you this lavish party every year? You creatures never think about the future, do you?
No.
Always just living in the moment.
Yeah, love the moment. Yeah.
Well, I'm off to my winter quarters soon, so there'll be no more parties for another whole year. Right, Miss Mouse. Where is she then?
Over here, sir.
Right.
Here, sir.
Oh.
There we go.
Oh. Oh, yes, I see, yes. She will do. Ms. Mouse has told me all about your very sad circumstances. You know, not having a home and everything. And look, here I am at my party just to meet you. You must be very, very honoured.
Thank you, Mr. Mole. It's been such a lovely party.
The pleasure is all yours, I know.
He offers her his paw, and she gives him the thumbs up.
Alright. So, have you been having what they call fun?
Oh, yes, I've met some lovely bugs and bees and some toads and a swallow, and everyone's been so groovy, but...
But what?
I still don't really know who I am. Or if I will ever fly.
Fly?
Yes?
Get back in line. Fly? Why under Earth would you want to fly for? No, you want to go underground, where it's warm and cosy. There's no light to hurt your eyes. And there's always plenty of food in my larder.
Sounds lovely.
Oh, yes. It is very lovely. But... I do get lonely all on my own. Miss Mouse does what she can, you know, pops in every now and then, but I've decided that I need to find a proper companion.
Well, I like making friends. I'll be your friend if you like.
No, 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 no,
so kind. Yes, you will make the perfect companion for me, Mr. Mole, Mr. Marvelous Mole.
Oh, he's going to sing a song now.
Mr. Mole is being played by Andy.
Deep underground, I keep a fabulous home. Cozy and comfortable, but living alone. Come to my lair, cause having someone to share with is to go. Merry Marvelous Mole. Down in the larder, there'll be plenty to eat. Earwigs and worms, another wonderful treat. Make me a pie with all my winter supply. We share a bowl. Merry Marvelous Mole. You'll be seen beside me. Such a dream. You've only got to cook and clean and tidy.
So much you marry Mr. Marvelous Mole.
Once you get used to subterranean ways, you're bound to be happy for the rest of your days. You'll never regret it, you're the finest I've met in all my life. You'll make a marvellous wife.
Thumbelina's friends look worried as she tangos with Mr. Mole.
Oh, it's quite good fun, actually. So what exactly is a wife?
You'll be seen beside me. Such a dream. You've only got to cook and clean and tidy.
So much you marry Mr. Marvelous Mole.
Once you get used to subterranean ways, you're bound to be happy for the rest of your days. You're charmed, I can tell, so we need wedding bells. Let them toll for the marriage of Marvelous Mole.
Ms. Mouse has found Thumbelina a wedding veil.
Now, Ms. Mouse, would you do the honours and marry us, please?
I'm sorry, Mr. Mole.
Mr. Marvelous Mole.
Oh, yes, Mr. Marvelous Mole. But I don't think I want to be your wife.
Oh.
I'm more of an up in the air rather than a down under the ground kind of a thing.
Don't talk nonsense. Ms. Mouse, come on. I haven't got all day.
Actually, no. I don't think this is right for Thumbelina. I think she would be much better suited to living with me this winter and keeping my house nice and tidy. I'll look after you, my dear.
Ahem, I saw her first. She's coming back to the swamp with us to be a friend for my Barney.
Yeah, you tell her, Mum.
What rot? This is my party. She's coming underground with me.
Actually, my paws get so sore, so she's mine.
Find us, keepers.
Yes,
Thumbelina's friends clap and cheer. Mr. Mole gives Ms. Mouse a telling off.
Thumbs up when you're down. I won't let anybody push me around. Time's up. Nice try. Cause now I'm ready to fly. Watch out, I won't let anybody boss me about. Hold tight, cause I'm free. I'm gonna do it and I'm gonna be me. Am I a beetle?
No.
Am I a spider?
No.
A caterpillar?
No.
But this is what I know. I'm not a missing hole, not a missing hole. Like a new volcano ready to explode. Thumbs up, when you're down. I won't let anybody push me around. And I'm gonna be free. Thumbs up, you can be what you want to. Thumbs up, you can be what you want to. Thumbs
You can be what you want to be. Thumbs up, thumbs up.
Thumbs up, we can be what we want to. Thumbs up, we can be what we want to.
Miss Mouse and the others shoo Mr. Mole away.
Magisterium.
Oh, you're still here, and you're safe, thank goodness.
Dear Swallow, we owe you a great debt of gratitude. You were right to bring us here. Welcome to the world, Maya. Maya?
Yes, that is your fairy name.
I'm a fairy.
She's a fairy!
Yes, you are a fairy, Maya, and every fairy must go on this journey to find out who she really is before she can receive her true fairy name.
So, do you know who you are?
Yes, I do. I am whoever I want to be, and I want to be me, Thumbelina.
Yay! Yay!
Spoken like a true fairy, Maya. I mean, Thumbelina. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it.
Did you?
No, I didn't have a clue. But he's sweet though, isn't he?
Yeah.
The butterfly signs for all the people in the audience to help open up the rose petals that have closed around Thumbelina. Golden light shines from in between the petals, and when the flower spins round, Thumbelina's wearing a beautiful yellow dress and has her very own set of fairy wings. The petals open out.
So I'm a fairy.
Yes!
A fairy.
Yes!
A fairy.
Yes!
Well, I didn't guess. Like a soaring bird, I'm gonna head up high. Just you watch me, world. I'm gonna really fly.
She rises up into the air. Psyche Spider claps all of his hands. Thumbelina gives a big thumbs up as brightly coloured confetti rains down on the audience.